Kiver.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In their biggest manhunt this year, the LAPD SWAT team early this morning swarmed two East Hollywood apartments and arrested a man they claim is one of two assailants who beat San Francisco Giants fan Brian Stowe almost to death at the LA Dodgers opening game March 31st. Police detained several other people as well. Today's arrest, the result of 17 detectives working 52 days, following almost 500 leads. They plastered the city with 200 billboards, offering a reward that climbed this week from $100,000 to $200,000.
There's CBS reporter Bill Whitaker talking about the arrest of one of the suspects who beat up a San Francisco Giants fan, put him into a coma, in fact, at the Dodgers' home opener in March. The victim's name is Brian Stowe. He's still in the coma, has been flown back to a hospital in San Francisco where his family can be closer to him. Sports talk, including MLB, number 10 on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, May the 27th. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication. You hear us talk about it all the time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go through the list this week. MLB, as I say, Major League Baseball, number 10. Number 9 is the Casey Anthony trial. Host Michelle McPhee talked about the outrageous defense that was offered in this case this week.
So Casey Anthony's defense is that her little girl drowned in the pool in Florida, and then somebody dumped her body wrapped in a Winnie the Pooh blanket in the middle of the swampy woods. We don't know who did that. But Casey Anthony, who is about as whiskey tango as Tonya Harding, comes out with this ridiculous defense that the reason that she was tattooing herself and partying and getting bumblasted and galuchioed right before her little girl Kaylee vanished in June, and she didn't tell anyone that little Kaylee drowned in the pool, not even when that child's body was found in December, after everyone in Florida was looking for the poor missing kid for months now, and now we come up with this story, she really drowned in the pool. It was an accident. And then somebody, we don't know who, dumped the poor child's body in the woods. Folks, I'm not sitting on the jury, but I would warn Casey Anthony, she might want to get ready for the death penalty, which is what they have in Florida. As a matter of fact, I don't think it is a death penalty case. I don't think they're pursuing the death penalty against Casey Anthony, but they should, because not only did this woman very clearly kill her daughter, she is going to waste our time with this defense that is so absurd. I literally, if it wasn't so tragic for the child, I laughed. I laughed out loud. And I am sure that the taxpayers of Florida are paying for her defense, because she has no money. I'm positive that the taxpayers of Florida paying for Casey Anthony's defense heard this defense attorney's assertion that, no, this wasn't a murder. This was a tragic accident. Casey drowned in the pool, and then somebody, Snuffleupagus maybe, picked up her body, wrapped it in a Winnie the Pooh blanket, stuffed it in some trash bags, and threw it in the swampy woods. We don't know who. Come on. Is anyone buying that defense? Karen, you are on.
The reason I do believe there is a doubt. He raised a doubt in my mind, and I had her convicted. I had her executed.
But Karen, do you really believe that this little girl drowned in the pool and then imaginary friend dumped the body and Casey Anthony didn't tell the cops, the little girl drowned?
Can I just explain that?
Sure.
I believe that she could have drowned. I believe that Cindy is a general in that family. I believe she never would have forgiven Casey if she had found out. I believe because of the child molestation, he had a special bond with Casey. I also believe, not that she's mentally ill, I believe that he felt it would be better for Casey. It would be better for Casey had it looked like it was a kidnapping and a murder.
Coming up, we tackle prison overcrowding, the rapture aftermath, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Whitaker, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hey, this is Pete from the Sears Blue Automotive Crew. With summer just around the corner, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road. So we're throwing our once-a-year Savetacular this Memorial Day weekend at the Sears Auto Center. Through Tuesday, save on everything in automotive. That's right, save on everything we have. If we sell it, you save on it. All accessories are on sale, including batteries. Save on tires, too. Every brand and every size. The Savetacular also includes all maintenance and repairs. We even have special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money is some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're up to number 8 on the countdown. The Supreme Court's decision that prison overcrowding is cruel and unusual punishment and that the state of California will need to release over 30,000 inmates. California host Mike Slater here with San Diego Sheriff Bill Gore about the court's ruling and what he thinks will happen next.
Do you agree with the Supreme Court decision?
Well, I think everybody knowledgeable on this subject knew it was coming. Based on the oral arguments made to the Supreme Court and the three-judge panel ruling in the Coleman Plata lawsuit last year. So I don't think it's a surprise to anybody. It was kind of a Hail Mary on the part of the state of California to appeal us to the Supreme Court. The reality of it is, whether we like it or not, it happened. And there is this there is no appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, and the downsizing of the state prison system will take place.
Okay, well, let's go boots on the ground here. Are prisons overcrowded in San Diego?
We have some room right now. It's unusual. We ran for probably 5 or 6 years, close to our quarter of capacity. Now we have some room. And when the federal court decision came down last year under Governor Schwarzenegger, they started talking about early release and going through an early release protocol back then, looking at non-serious, non-violent, non-sex offenders, and then releasing the oldest in the population first, the least likely to recidivate females, that type of thing. But what happened, they put that on hold, hoping they could win the Supreme Court decision. Well, in the meantime, Jerry Brown comes in as governor, and part of his plan to address the $26 billion shortfall this state has was what they call, affectionately known now, as realignment. That is realigning functions that were previously done by the state down to county governments. One of those being, a major one being, a shift of non-serious, non-violent, non-sex offenders, like they were talking about before, shifting those people now, instead of serving their terms in state prison, serving them in county jails. Something's got to give. We got to address this $26 billion shortfall. And now we have a court that says they have to downsize the prison. So instead of releasing them out to the public, it's probably a better plan to try to put them into county jails. I think we can do a good job, but the big $64,000 question is the money. We can't do it for nothing.
And can you do it for less?
Those prisoners have to come with a dollar amount attached to them so we can properly do the job.
The Rapture Aftermath, number 7 on the countdown. 89-year-old Harold Camping had said that the end of the world was set for last Saturday. On Monday, he came out of seclusion to say, well, maybe he made a slight mistake, a miscalculation. It'll actually happen on October 21st. A lot of people have treated Camping and his prediction as a joke. His followers, however, take it really seriously. In fact, reporter Cheryl Getzwiga said one woman in L.A. actually tried to kill her 2 children and then herself because she was so afraid the world was about to end.
This is how neighbors and friends know Lynn Benedetto, a loving, caring, stay-at-home mom. But this is how sheriff's deputies know her. She's now behind bars for trying to kill her 11 and 14-year-old daughters, then herself.
Very, very nice people. This is very out of left field for us.
Abel Fernandez lives across the street from the Benedetto family. Friday night around 5:30, he saw a swarm of deputies surround his neighborhood in the 41,000 block of River Rock Lane.
Officers, gun drawn, about 8 police cars and a helicopter. They seemed to be going through the house, and they were here most of the evening. There was a note, and there was a lot of blood in the house.
Detectives say the 47-year-old mom thought the world was coming to an end. And with recent events in Japan and the turmoil in the Middle East, Benedetto didn't want her daughters to go through it. So she took a box cutter and paring knife, slit her daughter's throats and wrists, then did the same thing to herself. You can see her wounds in her mugshot. Detectives say Benedetto drove her daughters and herself to this home in Lancaster. It's a friend's house. She opened up the garage, wrapped her daughters in some blankets. This is where all 3 of them were going to die. But detectives say her plans were spoiled when her friend showed up to the home unexpectedly early. He immediately called 911.
There was 2 ambulances that showed up basically simultaneously. I just heard that one of the sheriff sergeants tell the ambulance driver that there was 1 in the house and 1 outside. The first one that came out appeared to be probably the older of the 2, and she had bandages on the side of her neck. And then the second one, I really couldn't see any bandages.
The girls were treated at a local hospital. Late tonight, we spoke with Andrew Benedetto, father and husband. He says the girls are doing okay. They have a lot of support from family and friends. In the meantime, their mother remains behind bars on $1 million bail.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger sex scandal, number 6. TMZ's Harvey Levin talking about Maria Shriver's reaction to the scandal and why she hasn't filed yet for divorce.
She has been talking since this happened to an advisor who has tried to create a plan for her. And we know she has talked seriously about divorce, but has not pulled the trigger on it. And part of it is for religious reasons. Part of it is Arnold still has an incredibly strong emotional power over her, and she has been really conflicted even with all that went down. But she has used this person, who is a very powerful man on the west side of L.A., to help create a plan for her. And meanwhile, there is tremendous interest that's already being expressed about Maria getting her career back, which seems to be part of this plan. And a lot of TV syndicators, as well as news operations, are making a bid to get her back, including Oprah.
Coming up, the budget and Medicare battles, plus Sarah Palin seems to be making moves that suggest that she may run for the presidency. Next on the Talk Countdown.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20 or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, up to number five on the countdown, the budget deficit, Medicare fix controversy. Radio man Carl Wolfson talking about Congressman Paul Ryan's budget plan getting voted down in the Senate this week.
Well, the Paul Ryan budget plan dies in the Senate. It took certainly less than 6 hours and 11 minutes to scotch that plan. It was rejected 57 to 40. A number of Republicans joined the majority Democrats in defeating the plan. Scott Brown of Massachusetts, Olympia Snow and Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, you know how much I love her, for a Republican, and Rand Paul. The budget didn't go far enough for him. Three senators didn't vote. So now the Republicans in the Senate, most of them, are on record to end Medicare. And I guess they're going with this. They didn't seem to get the message from New York's 26th district on Tuesday. And if you didn't hear this, it's a little portion of Kathy Hochul's victory speech on Tuesday night in New York.
And we can balance our budget the right way and not on the backs of our seniors. But how about by closing corporate loopholes for companies that send jobs overseas? And how about ending government handouts to big oil? And here's one I think the voters of this district agree with. How about making millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share? And we can do all that and not decimate Medicare.
That's Kathy Hochul from her victory speech Tuesday night, and that should send a message to all Republicans. It did to some in the Senate, but not enough.
Number four on the countdown, the 2012 GOP presidential field. MSNBC's Tamron Hall talked to Andy Barr from Politico.com about the rumors that Sarah Palin is ready to run.
So let's start with the newest news. Sarah Palin launching this bus tour. What are you hearing is the significance other than hitting these historic sites?
Well, the historic sites are one thing. Her folks are telling me that they're going to New Hampshire, which is the first time they're going to visit that early primary state since 2008 when she was on the vice presidential campaign. And so, you know, this is a very clear sign that they're looking at these early states and they're trying to do as much as they can to build up buzz for a presidential campaign. You mentioned the House. You mentioned the film. You know, this and continuing fundraising efforts, that's another thing they're focusing on that not a lot of people are talking about, but trying to bring more people into that Sarah PAC site. And you notice all the attention right now is being directed there, and that's because the entire site is packed with links for fundraising.
Obviously, Andy, so many people have an opinion about so many things, but Sarah Palin is one of those hot buttons. As soon as we mentioned that she was launching this bus tour, someone tweeted me, she's pulling a Trump, because so many times you get there at that point with Sarah Palin, and she plays coy with her supporters and the media, or the lamestream media, as she likes to say. But what are the... other than reading the tea leaves in between these signs, for example, purchasing this home in Arizona, what solid information are you getting that this is, in fact, not a flirtation or a way to drum up some attention to keep her name out there?
Well, I'll tell you, in talking with her folks, it's clear that they're preparing as if they're running. They don't know yet if they're running, but they're preparing as if they are. They're very aware of things like filing deadlines, all sorts of legal requirements. They're looking at this, and they're certainly coming up with a plan for how they'd want to start off a campaign.
The 2012 field of Republican presidential candidates, number four, that's number four this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. So let's do a recap here. Major League Baseball 10, Casey Anthony Trial 9. Supreme Court ruling on prison overcrowding 8. Number 7 is the rapture aftermath. Number 6, Arnold Schwarzenegger and the sex scandal or scandals. The big budget deficit and Medicare fix controversy. Number 5, 2012 Republican presidential candidates. Number 4, that leaves us number 3, number 2, and number 1 up next on the Talk Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, he's got really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Ah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. There, I think he might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. The week ending Friday, May 27th in our focus. Up to number three on the countdown, the tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri. Talk host E.J. Becker and Ellen Schenck here with Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri about her recent visit to Joplin and FEMA's response to the situation.
First impressions when you arrived in Joplin?
Well, you got a sense of the devastation from the photographs, but you don't get the scope. It was overwhelming. The other thing is I was there very early Tuesday. I stayed most of the day, and I think initially so many people in Joplin appropriately were so grateful to be alive and that their family members were alive that the reality of what had happened had not yet sunk in. And on Tuesday you began to see the realizations beginning to sink in that their community had been changed forever and their lives had, you know, it was strewn around all around them, and it was going to take a great effort to put it back together again.
And as we've learned in so many other natural disasters, the government may mean well, but help can be very slow in coming. Will that be the case here?
Well, I've never seen FEMA declare a disaster as quickly as they did in this instance. Typically, it's several weeks after the event, and damage assessments typically have to be done first. They showed some flexibility that was appropriate under these circumstances and said, we're going to say disaster today, which means right now, people in Joplin can get the help they need with temporary housing vouchers, with food stamps, with all the things that they need to feed and clothe their families as they rebuild their lives, and that's available. They have to sign up on the FEMA website, FEMA.gov, and there's a 1-800 number also that is available that I have tweeted a number of times this morning or over the last few days. And so help is available now, and we're going to stay on the federal authorities to make sure that that help is sustained through the rebuilding process.
Senator, who's in charge? Who's coordinating the federal, the state, and the local response to make sure that everybody gets what they need? Is there one central place for people to go?
Well, there's a command center that's at the one of the fire stations there in Joplin. It is in the basement of that fire station, and there in a room you have the head coordinator for FEMA, the head coordinator for the National Guard, and the head coordinator for the state emergency management agency. And those three are working very, very closely together to deploy all the search and rescue teams. And then, of course, today and tomorrow, you're going to see sub-cabinet members from Washington, along with the governor's cabinet members, coming down there and for sign up for people for everything from housing to mental health services, clothing, all the things. Everyone is really working together. It's I know people get very frustrated with their government, and many times for the right reasons, but I was very proud of what I saw on Joplin in terms of public sector employees really working around the clock, doing the very best they could for these folks.
Talk host Brian Freeman here with CBS's Jim Krasula about the staggering number of people still unaccounted for after the devastating tornado in Joplin.
122 dead, the last number we had, as the search continues. What's happening this morning?
Yeah, that's right, Brian. 1,500 people unaccounted for. Just stunning.
I had not heard that number. 1,500?
1,500 people unaccounted for. Now, if you'll recall, a month ago in Tuscaloosa, there was a really high number, too, at one point, 500 people missing. Many of those people fortunately turned up later. So that's what they're hoping here, that these people who are unaccounted for may have been out of town or may have gone somewhere else and just haven't checked back with any loved ones. But that's just a stunning number. We had tornado warnings again here last night. People really, really on edge, as you can imagine, and they're talking about the fact there could be more severe storms here later today. It just keeps coming.
And Oklahoma City, a series of tornadoes. You got a bunch of people dead, at least four dead there. We're nearly, for this tornado season, 2011, almost to 500 dead. Just a staggering number. And this 1,500 unaccounted for, it just blows my mind, Jim.
Yes, really. You know, and again, as people were talking in Alabama, they're talking here, Brian, about the incredible loss of life, given this instant messaging world we now live in, and with the Doppler radar and all the warnings and the advance notice, and yet these storms have been so monstrous and have hit heavily populated areas that folks, even with a lot of warning, just didn't have a chance.
That leads us to number two, Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech to Congress and U.S.-Israeli relations. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
the greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Talk Radio in Review, the hot hits from Talk Radio, Talk Television, issue-oriented news talk television, number two on the countdown, Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech before Congress and the relationship our country has with Israel. Talk host Greg Garrison here with Congressman Mike Pence about Netanyahu's address before a joint session of Congress. Talk to me about, I guess it was it Monday?
I think it was Tuesday on the floor of the Congress about 11 a.m., and you know, it was an extremely important moment. Prime Minister Netanyahu came to the floor. You know, I like to refer to Israel as our most cherished ally. We have no greater friend in the world than Israel, and I believe it's in the hearts of the American people that we aspire to, that Israel should have no greater friend than America. And I'll be charitable here with the confused message sent from the administration a few days earlier that was later clarified to some degree. I think it was of incalculable value to see the overwhelming and bipartisan support for the Jewish state of Israel, for its political leadership expressed by Republicans and Democrats on the floor. I think 26 standing ovations, every single one of them well-deserved. And the message itself was just enormously poignant and focused. You know, it, more than any other speech I've heard concerning Israel and the Middle East, he made the point that the issue is not a Palestinian state. The issue is a Jewish state, and in fact, as a conservative leader of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu has said what he called those six words to his people. He said, "I will accept a Palestinian state," something to that effect, and he challenged the leadership of the Palestinian Authority to say those six words, that they would accept a Jewish state. And that then they could move forward. And those words have not been expressed, and they remain the sticking point. The issue here is the unwillingness of the Palestinian Authority to recognize that the existence and legitimacy of the Jewish state of Israel. And I thought he made that point. perfectly clearly and well.
Here's Steve Malzberg, talk host in New York, with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton.
He wrote a piece today that talked about three things for Obama's opponents to do now that Netanyahu has created a new Israeli-Palestinian dynamic. Why don't you explain some of that?
Well, I think what the United States needs to do, and leaders in the United States who recognize the dilemma that Israel finds itself in, is to make it very clear in Congress and elsewhere that Prime Minister Netanyahu and his view of the Middle East is the correct one, and that he has overwhelming support in the United States. And that's with respect to a number of things that are coming up here, including this resolution that we all expect to see fairly shortly in the UN to create a Palestinian state. And number two, and I think this was a very important part of Netanyahu's speech to the joint meeting of Congress, that he emphasized the threat of Iran. He emphasized Iran's nuclear weapons program, its support for terrorism. He talked more about the threat of Iran in that speech, one speech, than Obama has in 2 years in office. And he unquestionably right. It's Iran that's the main threat to peace in the region. It's not Arab-Israeli conflict. But then third, the idea that the Arab Spring is going to bring sweetness and light, democracy, peace, security, the wheels are beginning to come off that idea. And I think it's very important at a moment when the turmoil in the Middle East is getting worse. We have this agreement between Fatah, the Palestinian group, and Hamas, the terrorist group of Palestinians. This is the last moment to pressure Israel into trying to make an artificial peace deal.
From English television, host John Snow here with former Prime Minister Tony Blair. They talk about President Obama's comments, the peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian people, and all that good stuff.
In America last week, Obama said Israel's peaceful future should be based on its pre-war borders of 1967. I put it to Tony Blair that the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, had rejected that, and the U.S. Congress had cheered.
President Obama was trying to give some shape to how we move forward and saying, look, a Palestinian state has got to be viable territorially. And the only way it's viable is if you base it on 67 borders, but you have agreed land swaps.
And you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the international community's position has been for a long time.
So you have no sympathy for Netanyahu's 9-mile strip?
Well, what I was then going to say is, if you then analyze what Prime Minister Netanyahu says, and he says, we can't return to the precise 1967 lines because there's realities on the ground. Well, in one sense, that's a different way of saying 67 borders and land swaps, because the land swaps have got to be agreed. And whether it's the land swaps that Prime Minister Netanyahu wants or what President Abbas would want on behalf of the Palestinians, you know, that's the negotiation. Now, you've then got refugees, you've got Jerusalem, you've got security. What I'm saying is that I think, given the seriousness of this situation now, and given the fact that there does appear to be a breakdown in the political impasse, we've got to try and define a way forward.
Then how do you judge the fusion of, or the refusion of, Hamas and Fatah? I mean, do you see that as a positive or a concerning development?
Truthfully, it's too early to tell. I mean, it could be positive if there is a genuine reconciliation around principles that promote peace.
But, I mean, do you actually see the likelihood that Palestine will declare its own independence this autumn, that you could be finding yourself having to cross international borders to get to do your job?
I think it's I don't know how much practical difference any of that would make to how I do it anyway, but I think there is going to be a big build-up towards September. And one of the reasons why I think it's important we try and define a framework to move forward is that otherwise then people get into unilateral gestures, and you know, you can agree or disagree with this, but the truth of the matter is it's not a substitute for a negotiation.
Do you see President Obama as a lone voice, or his administration as a lone voice, in the face of pretty resistant political activity in the United States?
What he's trying to do, and in a sense is what we're all trying to do, is to say, what is the central question for the Palestinians? It is that if they have a state, it's viable. For Israel, the issue is security, and that issue of security has been heightened, frankly, by what has happened in the region. You know, and the fact is, if I was the Israeli Prime Minister, I would be concerned about security. They've got a real security issue. So the question is how you give the Israelis the security guarantees you need and the Palestinians the territorial guarantees they need, on the one side for security, on the other hand for viability.
And are you going to stay doing the job?
I'm absolutely going to stay doing it, yeah. I mean, it's been 4 years. You know, look, you know, there is hope there. I mean, I was there last week in the West Bank. You can see the development going on. But we need a political process.
That's a pretty good bridge to this week's number one item, President Obama's trip to Europe. We'll talk about that next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number one on the countdown, President Obama's trip to Europe. Host Dave Hogan here with ABC's Ann Compton on the morning the president was invited to speak before a joint session of parliament.
Good morning, Ann Compton,
well,
ABC
good morning.
News.
Let me tell you what's happened. The president is, get this, running late. Imagine that. He had a press conference that was scheduled to start about 20 minutes ago, and it has not yet. The president, after 2 days, you know, you guys, we've talked about what fun he had in Ireland and yesterday here in Great Britain. What a day of pomp and ceremony. He didn't even really have a speaking role until he toasted Her Majesty the Queen at the state dinner last night. But today, really into policy work. He's been behind closed doors at 10 Downing Street meeting with the British Prime Minister. The big item today, very few world leaders are given an invitation to speak before a joint session of the British Parliament. And this may be the only week of his entire year in which President Obama really focuses on U.S. relations with Europe.
And do we have any specifics on what that particular focus will be?
Well, we do. The White House has briefed us. And remember, the president over the last few months has talked about American values, about freedoms, about how it would apply in places like the Middle East, the Arab Spring sweeping across that region. Well, he's going to talk again about those kind of values that are shared between the U.S. and our Democratic allies here on this side of the pond. The president also, he's got to touch on some of the hot-button issues. Europe is so engaged in things such as the military assault into Libya, the continuing war and winding down the war in Afghanistan, and, of course, again, the Middle East peace process, where Europe has taken a very leading role.
Absolutely. And, of course, this, as you said, is a day for serious policy, for serious forward-looking from a presidential point of view. But over the last couple of days, as you indicated when we first began our conversation here, the people welcoming him, especially in Ireland, where he apparently lost his apostrophe somewhere along the way, the Obamas. But was the reception in Britain generally as vivacious, shall we say, as it was in Ireland? How's he been received?
I don't think the president will ever again get a welcome as jolly as the one he got in Ireland, where they did, you know, welcome him home as a kind of a long lost son. So no, nowhere in the face of the map will he get that kind of welcome again. But here in Britain, unlike the big public rally and the speech that he gave in Dublin, which I really think he hit just the right notes on, talking to the Irish people who had a very down on their luck economic time right now. Mm-hmm. Here in Britain, this is not a big public event. It is all formalities with the British government. He will see the Parliament. But the rest of this week won't be reaching out to the public in each of the countries he visits. It's much more reaching out to the leaders.
CBS's Chip Reed reported on President Obama's arrival in France for the G8 summit.
Last year's G8 summit, almost all of the focus was on pulling the world out of the worst recession since the 1930s. And, of course, this year they will continue to talk about the economic recovery. But they also have a new focus, providing an economic aid package for nations emerging from the Arab Spring.
After a state visit to Great Britain, President Obama arrived in France this morning for a two-day summit of the Group of Eight Industrialized Economies. One top agenda item for the G8 leaders gathered here, creating an economic aid package for countries like Egypt and Tunisia as they seek to transition to democracy. The leaders will also focus on nuclear safety in the wake of the disaster at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant in Japan, and on a replacement for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who resigned as president of the International Monetary Fund after being charged with sexual assault on a hotel maid in New York City.
The focus right now is who comes after Strauss-Kahn. What does this mean? The IMF does have an important role in the global economy. Will it be a European? Will it be a new face from the emerging economies? And that struggle of who's going to get that seat, I think, will play out in the next few days.
Security is also a big concern here, the first major gathering of world leaders since Osama bin Laden was killed earlier this month. French police divers are working to secure the waters off Deauville, a resort city popular with elite vacationers from Paris. Anti-globalization activists have already taken to the streets of Le Havre, located about 25 miles from Deauville. Riot police are hoping to avoid a repeat of violent protests that broke out 10 years ago at the G8 summit in Genoa, Italy.
The president is also holding some meetings on the side with other leaders, including the leaders of Russia, Japan, and France.
President's trip to Europe, number one on talk radio this week. Let's see, recapping, let's go back to number 10, Major League Baseball. Number 9, the Casey Anthony trial. Number 8 is the Supreme Court ruling on prison overcrowding. Number 7, the rapture aftermath. Number 6, Arnold Schwarzenegger's scandal. The budget deficit and Medicare fix. Number 5, Republican presidential hopefuls. Number 4, tornado damage. Number 3, number 2, the Netanyahu speech to Congress. And the number 1 item, the president's trip to Europe. Here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.